Let's continue to be quiet. The awareness is of observer. So observe your mind as much as possible. Any kind of thoughts, emotions, sensations. Never dive into it. Instead, observe, be aware. This is a very strong action, inner action, so effective. You have to be careful, watchful. And need stable consciousness. So to be more careful, maybe it's a good idea to have the image of the beautiful candle in your chest. There is a candle and a beautiful flame you can see. So with this flame, continue to observe your mind. Whatever you find, flame is still there. Keep the flame and look around. So keeping the candle flame, let's feel some vibration of the sound. So observe how the vibration starts and how it spread out to the mind. So let's start with this. Inside of your mind, just repeat OM sound and observe where the vibration occurs and how it spread out to the all the space of your mind and how you feel. Do you sense any stimulation on and around your third eye? Probably this area reacts to this sound, OM. So continue. If you have a strong sensation on your third eye, it's good. Don't try to avoid it. Just accept it. God's wisdom is translated into human intelligence here. So we can't receive God's wisdom with our five senses, with our language. But here, this energy center translates to the language or five senses. Then we can understand. and we can share. So, of course, our intelligence tend to resist God's wisdom. So, because ego uses our intelligence all the time. So ego doesn't want to give it up. So, but when we receive the, for example, the Om sound and receive more and more God's wisdom here and showing our willingness, I like to accept it. I like to understand it. I like to apply to my life. And I like to share it. I like to help people. I like to be truly helpful. I like to heal everything. I like to be a witness of miracles. So we are sending our message like this right now, this moment. So your sensation on your third eye might be the resistance, the sign of resistance and the sign of acceptance. So try to accept and try to put aside our strong resistance. So be patient, just trust. And also, as you know, ego's intelligence is the accumulation of our past experience, past knowledge. And God's wisdom is all the time here now. So our brain tries to judge everything based on our past experience, and God's wisdom always releases us from our past. So in our meditation, we all the time try to be stronger with our willingness to accept this moment, the power of this moment. And now slowly bring back your consciousness onto the candle. Continue to be quiet. And the second sound is Lam, 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 Lam. Or if you prefer, you can say Yam, Yam, Yam. Yam is actually very good mantra in Sanskrit. It's directly related with your healthy state. So Lam or Yam. So repeat in your mind and observe where the vibration comes and occurs and how it spreads out to your mind space. You must feel sensation, the chest area. So if you got that sensation, you can make it stronger. So ram 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 ram, stronger and stronger, stronger. And still candle light is here. So don't worry, go, stronger and stronger. And activate. So here, our heart center, at this center, God's love and our personal love meet each other. God's love came down here, and our personal love, my love, meets God's love. So my love want to conquer God's love. But as you know, ego's love doesn't have any power. So always we have to put aside our my love and let God's love hear and expand. So God's love doesn't attack your love. God's love loves your love too. So trust God's love and surrender your own love. And just let God's love to expand, to extend. And fill out all your mind. Ram, 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 ram. Ego all the time says to us that you shouldn't love too much, right? Because you hurt yourself, or you shouldn't bother others. So you shouldn't love too much. You have to restrict your love. So then this energy center is all the time kind of pushed, restricted, and never relieved. So now, with trust, release this center with God's love. Ram, 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 ram. Love is beautiful. Your chest area is full of love. And you are all the space around you full of ram and love. And bring your consciousness back to the candlelight again. The last sound is like this. Hum, 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 hum. Continue. Where the sound is, find the place. Hum, 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 hum. Probably you like Om sound, you like Ram sound, and you don't like this Hum sound. Hum sound probably occurs around second chakra, lower abdomen. And why we don't like this sound so much is this sound is our emotion. Stimulate our restricted emotion or painful memory, really delicate, private emotions we store around second chakra. Who, who, who. So maybe it's a little bit uncomfortable, but please try to refrain. And you would notice that you are safe, and whom sound never attacks your emotion. Rather, this sound consoles your emotion and heal, refresh, relax your emotion. Through this sound, God's love comes down to this area and lighten up all your memories. Since you are 5 years old, 6, 7, especially such an era, your childhood, that period, all of us get some confusion. We don't know how to be independent, how to be a one person. So, but this era, we have to be independent. We are no more part of our parents, part of anything. We have to be ourselves, but we don't know how to do it and what does it mean? So we experienced so many, you know, painful, you know, stimulation. So, but now, whom sound just lighten them up. And now come back to the candle. So this candle flame always here. Even when we are experiencing the big hurricane in our mind, this flame never disappear. So you use imagination, you have just such a beautiful, small, holy candle flame in your chest, and you can imagine all others have the same candle in their heart. So imagine everybody has their candle light. Someone who looks like a monster to you, for you, but this person is actually carrying this candle flame in order to show you. And your candle light, candle flame, is your life, is your strength, is your love, is God's love, and is your holiness. So as long as you remember this candle flame, you accept that you are part of God's love and you are holy. You are very holy. And as long as you remember that you are very holy, this is your identity, you can be confident and you can be less defensive. And when you are less defensive, your life is more peaceful. And you can see candle flame much easier than even less defensive and even more peaceful. This is our path and this is our direction. So keep this flame and imagine everyone's flame. This is from A Course in Miracles Workbook Lesson number 35. I am part of God's mind, God's love. I am very holy. This is your new identity. Nothing else. Nothing less. Then now, slowly put your head down and come out of meditation, please. Thank you. Thank you very much for joining. Thank you.